This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. Subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Each week, you send in your questions about how to behave, and here to answer them this time is Kyle Mooney.
Oh, yes.
You know him as a cast member on Saturday Night Live, the movie Zoolander 2, and he's now starring in a film he created with an old writing partner, Brigsby Bear. He plays James, a man who is kidnapped as a baby, isolated from society, and given essentially one piece of entertainment to consume, a homemade kids' TV show called Brigsby Bear. And yes, it's a comedy, mostly. Mm. Kyle, welcome to our show.
Very, very excited to be here. Long-time listener, first-time listener, fan.
Appearance. So as I was watching this, it occurred to me this film has kind of a similar theme, very generally, to Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, this idea of somebody who's been sequestered away their whole life and then is a naïf unleashed upon the world.
Yeah.
What do you think is going on with that?
There's a few of them. The other one that we kept on referencing was Being There, the Peter Sellers, Hal Ashby movie. I mean, I guess from a comedic standpoint, the fun thing is just playing, I guess, with the kind of alien nature of everything around these characters, you know, and kind of exploring how weird anything can be that you've never seen before, you know?
But it also, it seems like it builds off your comedic persona generally. Well, you often play like an earnest but kind of clumsy person. Not physically clumsy, but socially clumsy.
Listen, Sarah, this is dumb. I just want you to know that I really, really, really like you. Soccer?
Oh, me too. It's good for the kids, you know, to be out in the fresh air.
Yeah, getting exercise.
And it's almost like this film is a backstory for why that would be the case. You know, like you've been out of society for 20 years.
Yeah. Sure.
Were you intentionally kind of playing with that persona you've developed?
Certainly, yeah. A lot of it is me. I guess the movie has a lot to do with like nostalgia and obsession with a TV show or art or however you want to refer to it. And I was that kid. I like got super into Star Wars and the Beatles and baseball cards. I always had a hobby. Mm. So I do identify with James, the character, though I think sometimes I can actually be socially okay.
Occasionally, you seem fine right now.
You got the movie made. You
know. I am second-guessing myself as I say this, though.
This film was directed, if I'm understanding correctly, by your best friend, David McCary.
Big Dave McCary. Yeah, we've known each other since I don't know that we ever totally agree on this fact, but I think we were aware of each other in maybe fourth grade. Became more aware of each other in fifth grade, but did not like one another. And then in sixth grade, carpooled together and became friends.
So he made this movie, and you guys made movies or videos in high school.
Yeah.
So what is it like going from working with people that you've known so closely for years to a show like SNL where there's a new guest every week that you have to integrate into your stuff?
Well, I mean, like Dave and I worked together for so long, and we in high school we were in a hip-hop group and stuff. But yeah, then I went to USC, and at USC I met Beck Bennett, who's on SNL, as well as Nick Rutherford. We formed a sketch group, basically, when we got out of college. And that was kind of, to a degree, what led to us getting on SNL. But it's nice because that show is obviously very terrifying and
to be part of, yeah.
Yeah, and just like kind of, you know, a rat race. It's like you're in charge of your own destiny, basically, and like you're either going to make a good piece or not. And, you know, it's kind of like fight or flight or something like that.
Yeah, my understanding is it's like you're thrown to the lions. You come in on your first day
exactly.
And they're like, figure it out.
And there are so many like wonderful comedy people who just aren't made for it and like just don't survive. You know what I mean? And it says nothing about who you are or what you do. It's just, it's so specific. I was fortunate in the fact that I came there with Dave and Beck. And so it's a positive handicap that like your friends are there and like you have somebody to write with or hang out with. I can't imagine just going alone, which is what everybody else does.
Yeah, it sounds like the first day of high school, actually.
Yeah, it's like terrible.
You lucked out in that you brought your clique with you.
Yeah.
Why don't we get to our etiquette question?
Sure.
These are people that you've never met before, so I don't know if you've ever been in a situation.
I've barely met you guys.
Well, that kind of hurts a little bit, Kyle.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Brandon.
I felt like we had a something.
No, I'm enjoying. That doesn't mean that I don't like. I'm having fun here.
Okay.
Clearly, you're the guy that should be telling people how to behave, Kyle.
Yeah. You're so smooth and cool. So let's get to the questions.
Thank you.
This first one comes from Eric. He sent it to us via Twitter.
Yeah.
And Eric writes, "My partner already wears a really nice diamond ring. If we got engaged, am I supposed to get her another ring?"
My feeling is, I guess it depends on how much you want to adhere to tradition or not. Because if you do, I say get the engagement ring. I think that's the romantic thing to do. But some people, I'm sure there are a lot of people who don't need a ring.
I mean, I guess so. But I mean, don't you think more often than not, you don't, you can't say, we're about to start a new life together, but you don't need the symbol of it or anything. You've already got one.
I feel like people do not do that. Though I feel like as a guy, I do find myself, you know, I've definitely done similar things over the course of my life, which is just like a birthday present for a girlfriend being like, so we don't really need to get each other birthday presents, right? You know what I mean?
How did that work out?
I think somebody ended up crying.
Yeah, I've made a similar mistake. Never assume, or don't even believe.
Or like Valentine's Day, it's like, come on, what does it matter?
That doesn't often work.
So we're agreeing to get the ring.
It doesn't have to be diamond, but I think just because she already has a ring, doesn't mean you don't give her one, guys. Yeah, it's not about practicality.
No, I think, Eric, you have to get her the ring. Although Eric makes a point, like, it might be a little embarrassing with her walking around with two diamond rings on one finger. People might think she got engaged to someone else, too.
Interesting.
Does she need to keep on the old ring?
Yeah. Maybe it's time to discard the old ring.
But it's a diamond ring. It's really nice, according to Eric.
Where does the necklace?
I'm not married. Are you guys?
No.
I've been through it.
Okay. Can you do, like, 6 days wedding ring, 1 day other ring?
I guess.
Let's make the rules up. Sure.
Sure. There you go. That's a compromise. Here's something from Kyle in Long Beach, New York. Kyle says, so say you're throwing a dinner party and you've got nice mellow background music playing through your Bluetooth speaker until a guest syncs their phone up to the speaker in order to blast really bad dance pop music. Do you confront them about it or quietly resync the speaker to your phone?
This is like this is real.
Yeah.
I suffered a lot. I in college, I would like often DJ the party with an iPod. Okay. And it always really bummed me out when like I would have 3 hours of music planned on a playlist and then somebody would just start typing in their own thing.
Yeah, they're ruining the flow.
It's awful. And it, to me, is the rudest thing. I think my move is just to be pretty upfront about it, or at the very least be like, oh, cool, yeah, play a couple songs, but I'm going to put my music back on.
Indulge them briefly.
I mean, that is rude that they would just fully change up the whole thing.
It's rude. Imagine, like, preparing a meal, and then between courses, someone breaks out a bucket of fried chicken. I mean, although that sounds great as I say it, not a cool thing to do to the cook.
Yeah, sure. You know what would be better right now? Creamed corn. You're like, but I'm allergic. Tough, they say. That's not a friend.
So, Kyle, there you have it. I think, you know, maybe let them play a song or two, but make it clear, look them in the eye, and be like, no more.
Is that the move, Kyle?
I feel great about that for Kyle, and this Kyle says, Kyle, I love your music.
And your name. All right, here's our last question.
Yes.
This one comes from Mark via Twitter. Mark asks, is it okay to eat bacon with your fingers?
Yeah, right? You're making a look that I made when I read this question.
Yeah, absolutely.
How else do you?
I don't know that I could imagine that
what,
I'd remember.
What do you mean, how else do you do it, guys? There's a fork and a knife.
But if you use a fork on a super crispy piece, it shatters into a million pieces.
Yeah, we're saying it's okay to use your hands, fingers. Is that the question?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like moments where in time where I haven't just used my fingers. And I guess that's maybe when bacon is in like an omelet or something like that.
Yeah, but if you're at a fancy, what if you just got engaged, you gave someone a second ring and you're meeting their parents and they take you to a fancy place.
And they switch up the playlist.
And the playlist is switched up and you're delivered bacon. Are you still going to eat them with your fingers?
Nightmare scenario, go.
I'm going to use my fingers.
Yeah, you're not changing who you are for these people.
All right.
And if it's in an omelet, I think we can say if it's in an omelet, don't pluck the pieces of bacon out of the omelet with your fingers.
Right.
There you go, Mark.
Got it. Kyle Mooney, thank you so much for telling our audience how to behave, and good luck with the film.
Yeah, and good luck to everybody with these pointers. I'm not sure that I'm the right person to do this, but I did my best.
Thank you for trying.
Godspeed. Kyle Mooney, he stars in and co-wrote the film Brigsby Bear, which opens next week.
And folks, if you've got a question about whether you're allowed to do something everyone does, maybe think twice about it and then go ahead and send it to us anyway. Head to dinnerpartydownload.org and click contact.